This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Harry Siegel, senior editor at The City, an online journal I recommend, is here to explain to me what is happening in Manhattan, particularly where I lived happily for 50 years, because within these last hours, the governor of the state, Kathy Hochul, has deployed 750 National Guard members at the stations to do bag checks. However, the puzzle here for me, seeing it on the news, seeing still shots and video shots, at least some of these National Guards are carrying long guns. Harry, a very good evening to you. Long guns in Manhattan. I remember something like that in the early days of the war on terror after 9/11, as I would be going to Pennsylvania Station every day because my work at the radio station was there. I remember the long guns. I remember bag checking in those days. And then afterwards, often because it was usually Governor Cuomo, but there were other governors around, there would be sometimes long guns at holiday time, like Christmas or summertime, July 4th, because it was understood that that would be a target for terror. But that was the early days of terrorism. Nothing like that since. Even during the pandemic, there were patrols by National Guards, but they weren't carrying long guns. Why the long guns, Harry? What do we know? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's baffling. Governor Kathy Hochul announced this very notably without Mayor Eric Adams there. Out of the blue, on Wednesday, she said the subways are really, really safe. But also, we need to make sure everyone feels safe. So I'm deploying the military, the National Guard. And when a governor deploys the National Guard, by the way, that's on our own dime, not federal money, to keep New Yorkers safe by checking bags of trans. In total, it's a deployment of 750 National Guard members for a 472 station subway system. Obviously, there are lots more entrances than that. New Yorkers have some concerns about the safety of the trans. Ridership is still down compared to what it was before the pandemic. There were recently 3 murders in a 5-week period, which is more than we had in any year from, I think, 2001 to 2018. Those are not good things. But it's a very large system. It's a fairly safe system. The problems New Yorkers have with it are disruptions, crazy people who seem to be living inside the system, aggressive young men, like very regular stuff. And this solution, such as it is, doesn't seem to have any problem attached, I can discern. This just seems like an act of ridiculous messaging gone horribly wrong. There's obvious Tom Cotton comparisons with his New York Times op-ed about sending in the guard. This is a Democratic governor doing it for no discernible reason. It's really, really off-putting and strange. And I am grasping with any rational explanation for what problem this even nominally would solve. And her answer seems to be people will be more scared about bringing guns on the trains if someone might check their bag. Although, again, the bag checks are outside the turnstiles. And you can just walk out of the station if you see people doing them. And it'll make New Yorkers feel safer. And bringing in the military for that in any capacity just seems wild and weird and frankly wrong to me.
Bag checks for weapons? Is that what they're looking for? That's the idea? Because the bag checks in the early days of the war on terror were about explosive devices, not about weapons. So has there been an example?
Specifically, no, there was a shooting in the Bronx last month that involved teenagers or 20-somethings. But no, not really. There was Frank James nearly 2 years ago now, the madman who said, I want to show that nobody can stop this, and then shot up a subway car. But no, there's no recent trigger. And she did specifically say maybe people with guns or knives will think twice about bringing them on, and other New Yorkers will be more open to riding the trains. So that seems to be what she has in mind. But again, just as policy and as communications, this seems ridiculously incoherent, approaching parody.
Was the mayor, you said the mayor wasn't present at this press conference. Did the mayor request National Guard for his city?
Definitely not. No. No, he did not. He says his city and his trains are pretty safe. The NYPD had put out a release, I think, the day before about how crime and subway crime was down significantly in February after a very bad January, but from a very low baseline. Absolutely not. And his chief of department put out a tweet basically mocking this plan. The chief of the department of the NYPD, the highest ranking uniformed officer, which is a strong indication that even if the mayor doesn't want to directly pick a fight with the governor, he is not whatsoever happy about this. And again, he was not at the announcement.
Are they also on the Long Island Railroad or the New Jersey Transit? Are they in those stations as well? Or is it just the MTA?
As best I know, John, from everything I've read, it's the MTA.
The MTA and police are integrated in with the National Guard. Are the state police there? Because they were prominent during delicate moments during the war on terror. The state police would show up. But not carrying long guns.
State troopers have been more prominent in New York going back to when Andrew Cuomo was governor and he was feuding with then Mayor Bill de Blasio. Uncle has been paying for overtime for more NYPD patrols on trains for 2 years now. The thing that makes this a national story and so strange is calling in the guard, the military, as though there were some natural disaster or urban warfare that they needed to address when plainly neither of those things is the case.
Let's look at the politics of this, Harry. Hochul's not facing a reelection campaign in any fashion. She's an upstater. It's not comfortable for her to just project into Manhattan. And so you say the mayor didn't request it. Where does this help her? Nationally? Is it some sense of her place in the Democratic Party?
John, it's a little baffling to me. She won a much closer than she wanted or many people anticipated election campaign against Lee Zeldin, a Trumpy former congressman who ran on a New York City is out of control. So maybe this is a way of addressing all that. That's what I'd assume. But it's remarkably clumsy. And of course, New York City is not only the economic engine of the state, but where so many of its Democrats are. I just even if New Yorkers feel like they want more public safety and would like more police, bringing in the military, not for any particular function, but to assure people that they should feel safe, is just bizarre.
One last,
and of course, will be the stuff of Republican attack ads.
One last try. Has the guard commented at all, or just falling into line?
Falling into line, as best I know, and as they should. It's not their job to comment on politics, just like it should not be their job to be patrolling New York City subway stations.
Harry Siegel is a senior editor at The City, an online journal. He's in Manhattan. And right now, we do not have answers as to why the National Guard have been deployed for some places in Manhattan on the MTA. Some places, the larger places like Grand Central and Pennsylvania Station. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.